All right, it is about to happen. We are going to have the artwork that was commissioned to be presented to the show. We are recording this on video, so we will post this as soon as we get done with the show. Kennedy, how are you feeling as we get ready to see this?
I'm really excited. I think it was a great idea that Casey had, and a great idea that the listeners had, and that the office writers had. And just to see what your vision of is of this space, and knowing that they're going to be tearing it down probably soon, and we can see it from our window here.
Adam,
it'll be great.
Adam, get real close to that microphone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think when you heard from your wife that you had been volunteered to commission this artwork for our show?
It was through a text, and I was like, it was a pleasant surprise. Every once in a while, you get like a random text like that that's just like, hey, something weird's happening, and it was super exciting. So, and then only like maybe like an hour later, I got a text from you as a follow up, and I'm like, I'm glad that she remembered to text me, so I just it didn't come in the opposite order.
And tell us about your journey to art. You know, Kennedy and I earlier were trying to explain your style, and it's hard to explain any artist style because everybody is unique. But you can tell you're super talented, but also there's some whimsy and fun in your artwork.
Yeah, yeah. I started as a kid when I was in like kindergarten or so. I would take like art lessons and everything and draw with my mother. Painted and my grandmother paints and wow. All of her sisters did. So I grew up in a family where like every relative's house you went to had original art on the walls. And I didn't know that that wasn't the case for everyone. So it was like my grandmother's a beautiful painter and she would paint people's houses and scenery and everything and all sorts of like the marshes and everything on the coast. And so I kind of grew up seeing those. And then my mom would paint and I would sit with her at night and she would teach me different things like little characters and all sorts of stuff. And then I moved to Los Angeles to go to film school, and I'd always done like a little bit of art on the side. And when I was there, it was like a lot of stress. It was like, you know, 24/7, you know, we're like every single day and we're filming at night and everything. So I started just painting as like a wind down to de-stress because like you focus in on something and lock in and kind of forget. And, just kind of spun out of control.
And what was your, like your path when we asked you to do this painting and you started the painting, like, I know it's not your building and you didn't ever go in there. So what was your, I don't know the right word I'm looking for, but does anyone else?
The inspiration? Is that?
Kind of. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tried to think of like the connection that you guys would have with it. Obviously you show up there every single day. And then also just, I went on to like Google Maps and I kind of like went up and down the street and looked at it from every angle because also even like with the pictures you sent me of the building, it's like you still need to know the details on the sides and like what things look like because sometimes one picture you might look at something and zoom in and be like, what am I looking at? So with like a reference photo, you can be like, oh, that's a drain pipe. That's not like, that way I can like just at least have that in my mind so it's not an antenna or something, you know, on like a car. And everyone's like, what is this?
Where's the big antenna there?
It was a bug on the lens, you know, or something.
Okay. So are we, and you have your son Ryan here too, by the way. Good morning, yep. Ryan.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
We've been letting him mess with the equipment and he loves how you can make stuff scratch and make noises.
Yeah. I think he's got a future in radio now.
How many hours did this take you, do you think?
I'm not sure. The trickiest part, I know it was probably like over the course of like four different nights after the kids went to bed where I was like tinkering with it and I, you know, blocking in the color, I drew it out, put like some of the big blotches of color in there.
Right.
And then as I added the more detail, that's kind of like where like more of the time comes in and everything. But like the last thing that I did was the brickwork because I'm like, when I first did it, it was like the bricks were a little bit too big and a little bit too small and then had to like go back, like every painting I do, I feel like there's one tricky part, you know, to it where in this one, it was the bricks.
All right.
Like this is, so that took me about 4.5 hours of like the bricks and just like redoing the sky, redoing the tower at the end. Like just, but that was like probably the longest night.
All right. Sorry. I love the process. Okay.
Okay. So here we go.
Oh, wow.
Holy. That's incredible.
Gosh, it's so cool.
I didn't imagine it was going to be that detailed. I really didn't. That is unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
So what's interesting is if you look at the front of our old building, from the front, it looks like a very like classic old school bank. The four white posts out front with the brick and everything but then there's a huge tower that sits next to it, and it is just unbelievable. That looks so cool. Yeah. That really is amazing.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Every brick by brick. Even the ashtray for the smokers.
He did not.
Yeah. That's why I said that. You got to leave
The real stuff in.
The real stuff in there, because that's what makes it the real building. You walk past it every day.
I spent a lot of time with that ashtray when I first started.
I've
been there a couple times. Yep.
Yeah, it's over by the bush, and you can see the shadow from it on the building, too.
It's beautiful.
So that's like one of the tricky parts, too, is doing the shadow work. Is I draw it all out and then going back and just making everything a little bit darker.
That came out so good, man.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we got some of the old school, now defunct stations.
I found a couple different versions of the sign. And that one had the most different logos on it and everything. And
So our company before it was called Odyssey was called Entercom. And so we used to have 103.3 amp radio. We had WAAF, WEEI mix, and then Magic 106.7 all in the same building. So you put all of those logos on the painting.
Yeah, that's part of our history,
which I love.
That was probably the easiest part. That and the cars, I felt were the easiest parts for me to do.
Right.
Well, we love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a gift.
That, my pleasure.
Oh, and did you sign the back too? What is it?
I just wrote a note on it, signed it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
It says, "To everyone at the Carson and Kennedy Show, I hope this picture brings you some closure as you move from one home to the next. Thanks again for the opportunity to bring this to life. Here's hoping the new studio becomes your safe space for many years to come. Adam Murphy, Remondini."
All right.
Nice
thank
job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Remondini.
You.
And you can look him up on Instagram
just a couple extra too. I made a couple printouts.
Oh, no.
You're the man.
For you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Smaller ones and just numbered them. So I brought five of these. And then I also brought a couple of the Soup Nazi pictures that you had commented that you liked.
Yes.
So
go look at his Instagram, the Soup Nazi stuff.
No soup for you.
Yeah, so I brought a couple of these
as well. We have to give that to Sal.
Guys,
he's going to die. Oh, my God.
Our boss loves
you.
That. Our boss loves that.
Extra gifts.
You could give me 1,000 years and I couldn't make this.
Thank you. Thank you, Ramadini. Thank you, Adam, so much. And again, if you want to see what it looks like, we'll put it up on social media right after the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.